Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is John 13, 1 to 15. The Gospel according to St. John chapter 13, verse 1 to 15. It was just before the Passover festival. Jesus knew that the hour had come for him to leave this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. The meal was in progress, and the devil had already prompted Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot, to betray Jesus. Jesus knew that the Father had put all things under his power, and that he had come from God and was returning to God. So he got up from the meal, took off his outer clothing, and wrapped a towel around his waist. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash his disciples' feet, drying them with the towel that was wrapped around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus replied, "You do not realize now what I am doing, but later you will understand." "No," said Peter, "you shall never wash my feet." Jesus answered, "Unless I wash you, you have no part with me." "Then, Lord," Simon Peter replied, "not just my feet, but my hands and my head as well." Jesus answered, "Those who have had a bath need only to wash their feet. Their whole body is clean. And you are clean, though not every one of you." For he knew who was going to betray him, and that was why he said not everyone was clean. When he had finished washing their feet, he put on his clothes and returned to his place. "Do you understand what I have done for you?" he asked them. "You call me teacher and Lord, and rightly so, for that is what I am. Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also should wash one another's feet. I have set you an example that you should do as I have done for you." My theme for reflection is the towel and the threshold. The towel and the threshold. It is a strange thing, isn't it, how children can be the most honest theologians. I once overheard a little boy at a Monday-Thursday service whisper to his mom, "Why is Jesus washing their stinky feet? Shouldn't he be doing miracles or something?" Out of the mouths of babes, indeed. Because in that innocent question lies a deep misunderstanding many of us carry, confusing greatness with grandeur and power with prominence. But on the threshold of the cross, Jesus grabs not a sword nor a sermon, but a towel. In John 13, we see Jesus at the height of divine awareness. He knew that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come from God and was going to God. Knowing all this, Jesus gets up, kneels down, and begins to wash the feet of his friends one by one, including the feet of Peter, who would deny him, including the feet of Judas, who would betray him. Knowing what each would do, Jesus loved them to the end. As theologian, Miroslav Volf reminds us, the love of God is not determined by the worth of its object, but by the goodness of the giver. This moment, the Messiah stooping to scrub dust-caked feet should make us pause. In a world obsessed with status, image, and revenge, Jesus calls us to redefine love not as a feeling, but as an act. Not the grand gesture, but the humble one. Not performance, but presence. And yet this vision clashes sharply with how power is often wielded in our world. Too frequently, those in positions of privilege, even in roles that are not necessarily pivotal, see their status as a license to exert authority rather than sheer responsibility. leadership becomes less about service and more about control. Influence becomes a means of silencing others rather than lifting them. This is where Jesus' example is radical. At a table where he alone had every right to claim superiority, he chose instead to kneel. His power was not in how high he sat, but in how low he was willing to go. This was not weakness. It was leadership redefined. It was strength reimagined through humility. Our society often rewards visibility, dominance, and hierarchy, overlooking the quiet strength of collaboration. But shared leadership between communities, generations, genders, and backgrounds is not just fair, it is faithful. It mirrors the kingdom of God, where greatness is measured not by how many serve us, but by how many we serve. Jesus' act is a call to all who hold power, formal or informal. Use it not to elevate yourself, but to elevate others. Not to command loyalty, but to create space for mutual respect and dignity. In the basin and towel, he gives us not just an image of humility, but a blueprint for leadership. Moreover, Jesus didn't wash feet because they were dirty. He washed them because love, when full grown, bends low. That is why he says, "I have set you an example." The Greek word used here, hypodigma, doesn't just mean example, as in something to admire. It means pattern, a blueprint for life. And if that pattern includes the feet of our enemies, what excuse do we have for keeping the towel tucked away? There is a breathtaking paradox in Jesus' act. The one who had all things in his hands chose instead to hold the dead from between toes. As he stoops, he teaches us that greatness in the kingdom is not about how high we climb, but how low we are willing to go for others. It reminds me of a story I once heard about Corrie ten Boom, who survived the Ravensbrück concentration camp during the Holocaust. Years after the war, she was speaking at a church in Munich when she saw a man approaching her, one of the former guards from the camp. He had become a Christian and came forward with tears, asking for her forgiveness. Corrie said her hand froze at her side. Anger, horror, trauma, all of it returned in a wave. But then she remembered Jesus washing feet, remembered his love to the very end. She said she prayed, "Jesus, I cannot forgive him. Give me your forgiveness." And as she reached out her hand, she felt a current of love move through her, stronger than herself. "Do you understand what I have done for you?" Jesus asks his disciples. That question still echoes, because it is not just about foot washing. It is about a love so scandalous, so steady that it serves even in the shadow of betrayal. And when we are washed by that love, when we let Jesus touch the messy parts of our lives, we are not just cleansed, we are commissioned. "Go," he says, "and do likewise." There are two questions for reflection. Number one, is there someone in your life whose feet you have refused to wash? Perhaps not literally, but in action, service, or forgiveness. Number two, what does it look like for you to love to the end, not with sentiment, but with sacrifice? And now our practical exercise for the day. Pick one act of service for someone difficult to love. It might be a text, a small gesture, or a prayer. But do it not because they deserve it, but because Jesus did it first. Lord Jesus, you knelt where we wouldn't. You served where we sulked. You loved when we denied, betrayed, and fled. Cleanse our pride, Lord. Wash the places in us still resistant to your grace. Teach us to bend low with the towel, to offer love that stoops, endures, and heals. May your example not remain a story on paper, but a pattern for our lives. Just as we are, we come, without one plea, but that your blood was shed for us. In your name we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.